Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side Midday. It's our look at the markets, economic and corporate news at noon. Well, energy is the big news so far, with markets from Beijing to London reporting higher and higher energy prices. In China, it is reported that massive flooding has inundated nearly 9% of the coal mines in Shaanxi province. Located in northern China, Shaanxi is normally a dry part of the country, but this year, I suppose the rains have come to all. Coal futures in China jumped 12% overnight last night. While turning to London, Brent crude oil is off and running once again. After having broken out above $20 a barrel last year, it's been off to the races ever since for Brent. Earlier today, Brent oil reached $84 per barrel, a more than 400% increase over last year's lows. Now, the U.S.'s own West Texas Intermediate is following right behind. At its high today, West Texas exceeded $82 a barrel. Turning to the equities market, they've traded up nearly all day in spite of those overnight futures, which had indicated a lower market today. The Dow is currently up 150 points, or about a half a percentage point, about the same as seen in the NASDAQ and the Standard & Poor's 500. Next, we draw your attention to the nation's weather map this morning. It shows calm weather and temperatures in the 70s for most of the country east of the Rocky Mountains. Some rain in the northwest, and possible severe thunderstorms, but they're expected later this evening. So you may be wondering, as I am, why Southwest Airlines had to cancel about one quarter of their flights today. They said it was due to the weather, but that doesn't seem likely. In any event, literally hundreds of Southwest flights have been canceled, and today the stock is trading down about 4%. Perhaps it has something to do with my body, my choice? Well, to sum up, stocks and cryptos are all up, precious metals mixed, and bonds are down. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk again as the market closes. Stay tuned for today's market comment. Well, it's risk versus no risk. It's a question that portfolio managers need to ask every day, because this equation between these two kinds of returns changes all the time. In other words, it's extremely dynamic. Let's explore the concept. U.S. Treasuries are generally considered a no-risk investment. Invest in treasuries, and you'll get your money back plus interest when they mature. Now, for today's discussion, we'll ignore the interest rate risk. You assume that if you invest in bonds and the rates go up, and then you try to sell before the bonds mature. Now, under those circumstances, you may indeed lose money. But for today's discussion, we'll assume that you are investing in treasuries and holding them until maturity. Hence, you have as close to a riskless investment as is humanly possible. Stocks, on the other hand, are a risky investment. There's an inherent amount of risk that you assume each time you invest in stocks. So we can look at the investment process as one in which we would choose the no-risk treasuries when their rates are high enough to be what we consider attractive, and that attractive level may vary from investor to investor. But when no-risk treasuries yields are not high enough, we choose stocks. And here's the point. The yield on treasuries is currently rising, becoming more and more attractive, while the risk, and therefore presumed return on stocks, is declining. The most vivid example of what's occurring right now is the 5-year U.S. Treasury. It closed on Friday with a yield of 1.05%. Now, that might not seem like much, but when you realize that that's just about 3 times higher than it was back at the beginning of the year, you realize that this has been a dramatic move up in Treasury yields, especially in this mid-range sweet spot for Treasuries. So mid-range Treasuries up by a factor of nearly 3 times. What about stocks? Here, the risk of a decline appears to be growing, although it is way too early to state this definitively. Since the beginning of October, and remember that's only 10 trading days, so in those 10 trading days, all of the major stock market averages have begun trading below their 50-day moving average. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the Standard & Poor's 500, and NASDAQ all currently below the average price for the last 50 days. Now, market technicians consider this a downtrend, although granted, it is a very short duration. Now, you can bet that there are investment managers who have already observed this trend and begun moving assets from stocks to bonds, especially for those extremely risk-averse clients. Now, overall, this can be the setup which produces a bear market in stocks. Rising bond yields, rising stock risk, and Wall Street completely changes its allocation from an emphasis on stocks to an emphasis on bonds. This has not occurred since the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates in the wake of the great financial crisis of 2008. But they look to be getting close to raising rates now. Add to this the beginning of earnings season, which kicks off with the J.P. Morgan results on Wednesday, and you have the setting for some pretty exciting times over the next few weeks. So stay tuned as Wall Street measures risk on or risk off. And that's the value side for Monday, October 11. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.